The Blind Man Holding the Cow's Tail Fallacy. Instructive Stories from the Teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Once upon a time, a blind person was going to his father-in-law's house, tracking the way with the help of his walking stick. Very soon, while passing through a field, he came across a villager. "Oh, brother, would you please do me a favor by leading me to my father-in-law's house? I am busy in tending so many cows. If I take you to your father-in-law's house, all the cows will run away. Of course, I can do one thing for you. I can lend you a very docile and faithful cow of mine. You can safely catch hold of her tail and she can smoothly lead you to your in-law's house. I should hold the cow's tail as advised." Thus advised by the cowherd, the blind traveler firmly caught hold of the cow's tail and the cow began walking while trailing him behind. However, the cow got quite scared of the strong pulling of its tail by a blind person, and hence she behaved so frantically that the blind person was virtually being pulled roughly along the road and through thorny bushes while suffering frequent hard kicks of the cow's hind legs. The cow kicked the face several times. However, the blind man still did not let go the tail of the cow. As a result, the blind man's body was severely injured and his garments were all torn apart. Anyway, he arrived in the dead of night to his in-law's house in a very wretched condition with cuts and bruises and torn clothes. The servants of his in-law's house took him to be a cattle and punched and slapped him in order to get him to release the cow's tail from his hold. Thus, the blind man suffered unlimitedly. Purport. Those who have ulterior motives take shelter of the so-called gurus instead of a truly bona fide spiritual master and ultimately suffer very badly like the blind man in his situation. Any and every person cannot lead one to the supreme abode of Godhead and no unauthorized to our true welfare. It is therefore obligatory that one should take shelter of a bona fide Krishna-conscious spiritual master without any hesitation.